السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على السلام. حي على السلام. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أهم يقسمون رحمة ربك، نحن قسمنا بينهم معيشتهم في الحياة الدنيا، ورفعنا بعضهم فوق بعض درجات ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخريا، ورحمة ربك خير مما يجمعون. وقال تعالى: سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم، يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله، قل لن تتبعونا كذلكم قال الله من قبل، فسيقولون بل تحسدوننا، بل كانوا لا يفقهون إلا قليلا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إياكم والحسد، فإن الحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Brothers and sisters, last week we spoke about ilm, knowledge. And just to tie in with knowledge, today's reminder or topic, Imam Ghazali, he makes mention in his book Ayyuhal Walad, where he writes to his disciple or his companion or student, and he gives advices. And in the 23rd advice he gives to his son, he says, "Oh my son, you will find in this world those people who will ask you questions, but those questions will be emanating from envy. Those questions will have a foundation of jealousy and malice within them." And he says the way to deal with these people is exactly how Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran. And then he mentions the verse of Surah Al-Najm, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فأعرض عمن تولى عن ذكرنا ولم يرد إلا الحياة الدنيا. That person who stays away from this reminder, who shuns this reminder, O Prophet ﷺ, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying to shun that person and stay away from that person. Imam Ghazali says this is the same way we deal with those people who have envy and jealousy. So we need to understand what is jealousy, what is envy? Or hasad, as it's known, hasad. What does it mean? What does it entail? I mean, the characteristics of brotherhood, they cannot come about if we have envy and hatred and jealousy for one another. So the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith I have mentioned, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ. Beware and be aware of hasad, of envy. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. Because this envy, this jealousy will destroy your deeds in the same way that fire is destroying the firewood. This is the effect of hasad, of envy. We have in the Quran numerous examples where Allah speaks about those people who had envy, envied one another or jealous of one another. One such example we find in Surah As-Saad. Allah speaks about those two disputants who came to Dawood alayhi salam. And what does Allah Azza wa Jalla say in this regard? وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُوا الْمِحْرَابِ. And remember the two disputants when they came to Dawood alayhi salam and they scaled the wall. You see, Dawood alayhi salam, he had spread his days out and he had chosen one day to worship Allah, one day to spend with his family, and one day to deal with the disputes of people. This was the day when he was worshipping Allah. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُوا الْمِحْرَابِ إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. They came over the wall and they came to Dawood alayhi salam, and Dawood alayhi salam was terrified because he did not expect anybody to come to him and ask him to deal with their matters today. So he was terrified. They said, قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. Do not fear. خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ. We have a problem with one another. One of us has wronged the other. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْتِطْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ. So we want you now, Dawood, to deal with us and judge justly amongst us and decide who is right and who is wrong. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْتِطْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ. Then one of the disputants, he goes on to say, إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ تِسْعٌ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. One of them, they say to Dawood alayhi salam, my brother here, here's my brother, he has 99 sheep. Naja is actually a female sheep, ewes. He has 99 and I have one. But my brother is so jealous, and he is so jealous, he cannot even see me having that one. He wants that one to make his 100. وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. And he has such power in his speech, he is so profound and articulate, that he will even make you believe that he deserves that one. So Dawood alayhi salam says straight away, he says that you have wronged him. He says you have wronged this person. قال لقد ظلمك بسؤال نعجتك إلى نعاجي وإن كثيرا من الخلطاء ليبغي بعضهم على بعض إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وقليل ما هم. Dawood alayhi salam says instantly you have wronged this person, and this is very common to find that people in business partners, they wrong one another. Except those who, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ. Except those who believe in Allah, they have iman and they have amilu salih. They have the actions of righteousness. But there are few of these people in this world. There are a few of these people. So from this example, we see even envy. Allah tells us in this example how people, they can't even see their own brothers prospering. And this we find ourselves in this time, where the ummah, it needs brotherhood. Every person will agree, whether he is religious, whether he is irreligious, whether he follows Islam or he does not follow Islam. Every person who calls himself a Muslim will agree, and we will come to that common fact that Islam is not at its golden age in this time. We are going through problems. It's very well known. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Ar-Rum, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. The problems, the fasad, the fitna have come about on this land, in the sea and on the land because of man's own hand. Our own doings has brought this about. And one of the things which has brought this about is the lack of unity amongst us. And that lack of unity has come about, one of the things is ignorance of the deen, ignorance of knowledge, and hatred and jealousy for one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas radiallahu anhu says, قَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to me, يَا بُنَيَّ إِن قَدَرْتَ أَن تُصْبِحْ وَتُمْسِي لَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ فَفْعَلْ. He says, oh my son, every morning and every evening, if you can just clean your heart and not have any hatred or jealousy for a person, فَفْعَلْ, then do so. Do not have any hatred and do not have any jealousy for any person at all. What about that person? That famous hadith which we have all heard. Rasulullah ﷺ was sitting in the gathering of the Sahaba. And one man, and Rasulullah ﷺ says, Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator. And he says that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ says, يَطْلُعُ الْآنَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Just now a person will walk through that gate and he is a man of paradise. This happened on three occasions, 3 days. The Prophet ﷺ says the same thing. Who walked through? فَطَلَعَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ تَنْظُفُ لِحْيَةُ مِّنْ وُضُوئِهِ قَدْ عَلَّكَ. This man walked through, a man of Ansar, a very simple person. His beard was dripping with the water of wudu. And he had his sandals suspended on his left hand. This simple man walked through and Rasulullah ﷺ is saying to him that this is a man of Jannah. So now this companion by the name of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, I could not control myself. I went to this man and I said, oh my brother, I have a dispute with my father. And I have said to him, I cannot enter my house for 3 days. Would you please be kind enough to give me shelter? So the man says, Naam, of course, you are welcome to my house, you can come. So Abdullah bin Umar says, okay. He stays at this person's house. But he just wanted to find out what it is that this person does that gets him entry into Jannah. What is that deed that he does? He did not have a dispute with his father. He just wanted to find out. And this is another thing also we learn. How about searching for the truth? Searching for the right way. So anyhow, he goes to this person and he says, you know, I expected the night to be in prayer. I expected him to get up for tahajjud and we should pray tahajjud. But that did not happen. Rather, we just got up for Fajr and went back to sleep. There was no fasting even. He says, okay, there's something about this person. I don't know what he does, but why is it that Rasulullah ﷺ is saying he's in Jannah? He does not even get up at night to pray. He does not even fast during the day. And he says, I haven't even seen him say anything good, apart from the fact that when he tosses in his bed, he just remembers Allah. He says, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, Subhanallah. This is all I've heard from him. So on the third day, this man comes to this person and he says, Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah, between me and my father, there is no problems. There is no dispute, and I did not want to stay away from him. But I heard from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that, يَضْلُعُ الْآنَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. A person from Jannah is going to walk through. فَطَلَعَتْ أَنْتَ. And you walk through. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. So please, oh my brother, could you tell me what is that deed that made you a person to be privileged of Jannah on the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Could you please tell me? He says, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتْ. You have seen how I live. It's simple. I have nothing to hide. So, okay, Abdullah bin Umar says, okay, my journey is over. I'm going to go home. He's about to go home. And Da'ani, the person, calls him back. He says, okay, come here. He says, there's one thing. مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتْ. But you've seen how I live, but there's one thing left. Every night, every day, I do not hold any Muslim at all a grudge for any Muslim, nor do I hold any jealousy of anything that Allah has favored upon this person. And Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, this is the thing which has got you entry into Jannah. This is the thing that you do not hold jealousy. Nowadays, we cannot see our own brother prosper, whether it be in the business world, whether it be in the deen. whether somebody has knowledge, whether somebody has a good memory, he can memorize stuff, whether he has found something very useful, he can convey to people, we cannot see the person prosper. And this is the hatred and the jealousy that has gripped our hearts, and this is one of the things why we have divided. The Quran says,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَا خَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
Indeed, the believers are just brothers. This is what they are, brothers. They are just brothers. Like we have the example of Bilal radiallahu anhu when he went to propose. What did he do? What a simple proposition. And how was he? He was not very arrogant and proud. He just went to his future father-in-law and he says to him, أَنَا بِلَالٌ وَهَذَا أَخِي عَبْدَانِ مِنَ الْحَبْشَةِ كُنَّا ضَالِينَ فَهَدَانَ اللَّهِ.
He says, me, this is my brother. Very two simple people from Abyssinia. We were astray, Allah guided us. And he goes to his father and he gives him the simple and he gets married off as well. So, simplicity, not being jealous. And being able to see your brother prosper. This is what the scholars have said, that the signs of envy or malice or jealousy is that when you do not want to contact your brother, you do not want to know him, if he's here, how is he well or not, you do not care what is going on in his life, is he well or not, these are the signs, you want to avoid him. But this is not how the Muslim is, we are always concerned for one another, like the hadith is. And so we must learn the verse that I have mentioned from the beginning, Surah Az-Zukhruf. Allah says in this verse that it is we who have proportioned our mercy out to the people. أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Is it they who have done it or is it us? نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We are the ones who have made you different classes in this world. So some of you can employ the others. Not everyone can be at the same level. They will prosper and some will be at the bottom. So we must try to, you know, rid ourselves of this grabbing onto this world. Rid ourselves from it and really cleanse our heart. Cleanse our heart. Just one final thing, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, then Umar radiallahu anhu, he said something very beautiful. And he says, ذَابَ الَّذِينَ أُحِبُّهُمْ فَيَا دُنْيَا عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ لَا تُذَكِّرِينَ الْعِيشَ فَإِنَّ الْعِيشَ بَعْدَ لِي حَرَامُ إِنِّي رَضِيعُ وِصَالِهِمْ وَالطِّفْلُ يُعْلِمُهُ الْفِطَامُ. He says, now that Abu Bakr radiallahu has gone away, I say salam to this world. ذَابَ الَّذِينَ أُحِبُّهُمْ فَيَا دُنْيَا عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. I have now left myself from this world. لَا تُذَكِّرِينَ الْعِيشَ فَإِنَّ الْعِيشَ لِبَعْضَهُمْ حَرَامُ. This world will not tempt me to do anything. I have forbidden myself to do anything with this world. إِنِّي رَضِيعُ وِصَالِهِمْ وَالطِفْلُ يُعْلِمُهُ الْفِطَامُ. And this is the main part. That Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he gives the likeness. My likeness to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is like that person, that young child who was just on the chest of his mother, being weaned by his mother, and the mother instantly died and passed away and the child had to be weaned off. This was my example with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Such that they looked up to one another. They did not have any envy, their hearts were clean. And so we looked up to Abu Bakr in this way. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to free our hearts from envy, from jealousy, from malice, from hatred, and bring us compassion and mercy amongst our hearts. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. Alhamdulillahi wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da amma ba'd. Another time or another place where jealousy is mentioned in the verse that I have mentioned from Surah Al-Fath at the beginning. This was when the Munafiqeen, they could not see the Muslims when they entered into Hudaybiyah. They could not see that Allah had promised them the booty, the war booty from Khaybar. So Allah mentioned this verse in the Quran.
سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم.
Those people, they did not expect the promise of Allah to come. All they wanted to do is go in and get the ghanima, the war booty, without actually participating in the war. And so what did they accuse the Muslims of?
They said, بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا, you envy us. Because we are going to get the war booty and you envy us. And so this is how the accusation falls on the Muslim as well at times. And this is why every person who is favored, Allah favors every individual in different ways. Everyone has different skills and talents. So every favored person is actually targeted by this jealous eye. And we must ask protection from that. And Allah has given us divine protection from the Quran in Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. Because this happened to the Prophet ﷺ as well himself, if we read in the seerah of Prophet ﷺ. So envy, jealousy, hatred. This can come about on a person. And we must protect ourselves from it. And we must take the precautions by reading before we sleep. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. These are the prayers or the supplications Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. These supplications. And if we look in fact what the love was of the Sahaba, how Allah praises the Sahaba, if you want to look at how Allah praises them, then you must open Surah Al-Hashr. Surah Al-Hashr. How Allah praises how the Ansar they used to love the Muhajirin. And how the Muhajirin love the Ansar. What does Allah say about these people? What is the prayer they made? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِيَخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ. And we ask Allah for this prayer that, O our Lord, forgive us, forgive our brethren in faith. They have come before us. Make there no animosity and no hatred. غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ No malice, no jealousy, no envy for one another in our hearts. Let's remove this jealousy from our hearts. This is the prayer that they made for one another, the Sahaba, how they love one another. Because they understood that when they are unified, when they will love one another, when the jealousy and the hatred and the malice will be removed from their hearts, then this will open one of the doorways to prosperity. This will open one of the doorways to prosperity. Hence, if we, in this day and age, follow the conduct of the Quran, follow how that person, how that man who was promised Jannah on the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we follow his conduct and free ourselves from this envy and jealousy, we shall find ourselves moving up and up the ladder and prospering inshallah. This is what will happen. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal in this regard to free our hearts from jealousy.
Ameen.
Let us look at one another and let us help one another. You know, Husn al-Dhan, Imam al-Shafi'i, he says something very beautiful in his book, in his Diwan. It's recorded in his Diwan. He says, whoever loves to have a good ending, and yaqduna bil husni, falyuhsin bin nasi al-dhan. Whoever would like to see a good ending, meaning a good death, then he must have a good opinion of his brother, of a person. This is the words of Imam al-Shafi'i. Whoever would like to see a good ending, a good death, he must have a good opinion of one another. So, husnul dhan, we must have good opinion of one another. Not that this person, oh, he's over there, and I am here, why is it like this? And then we start harboring evil thoughts of one another. Why does he have this and why? No. Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen it like this. This is the decree of Allah. So we ask Allah, free our hearts from jealousy, malice and hatred, and bring us together. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك انه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ربنا وتعاليت اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واقيم الصلاه
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers, can you show that our feet are together and there's no gap between us together?
Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألف لام ميم غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم just to remind you from next week onwards we'll be praying at the Jürgen Center for 6 weeks which is just by the Catholic Church so from next Friday onwards we are at the Jürgen Center okay جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم